Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Everybody, it's KP here on the morning of July 18th, which over here is a Tuesday, and I just felt kind of pulled to do a show today and tonight and or this morning, and just kind of put some things out there that were kind of coming through today about some of the beings that are involved in this partly about the beings who are involved in this entire in the localized U.S. political process, I suppose, but kind of the whole planetary transformation. And some of the things are really kind of my viewpoint, and not, we're not talking about an intellectual kind of thing. We're talking about things that have deeply resonated within me during the past, I would say, past 10 years. And so the title that came through was The Light is Working with Trump, Obama, and Et al. Et al. Means and others. And the and others. So it was really pretty clear to me. I did have a conversation with someone over here earlier today, and we were talking about a couple things that were happening and about how some of the energies that we're feeling were really, there was a lot of stuff that was going on. And the first thing actually I wanted to mention was this, you know, was the, there was a, I read early this morning a Corey Good Facebook post kind of about how the, you know, gradually, slowly, the energies, or if we call them the blue avians, the blue avian protective spheres were being taken away. And in fact, that was the most recent post. Yeah, okay. And what according to that post, he was saying that. He was saying, I was shown the nearly transparent spheres throughout the solar system, and Rautier Air, how you say it, he stated that the energy buffers would soon fade away, allowing the full brunt of the cosmic energy to fully impact the inner solar system and interact with the sun. And that's being reflected in the volcanic earthquake, electrical storm activity that's been observed, and we've also seen polarization between opposition groups turn into wars to destroy the other side, and of course that means primarily figurative wars, and we're seeing people around us behave as if they have, quote, end times madness. So anyway, there's more to that, and I might come back to it later, but it was very clear within my own sphere that there's been a lot of turmoil. You know, there's a lot of kind of turmoil that's happening with some of the things that I'm personally dealing with, and these aren't major things at all. And it's kind of like these are really not terribly major things. It's just about dealing with certain things. Sometimes it's earthly things, and but there has been a sense of kind of agitation, and it's kind of like you know, there's that's something that I'm definitely feeling, what Corey was talking about, and it doesn't necessarily mean that things are wrong. It's just that things are being agitated, and all that can mean, all that might mean, is that things are being shaken up. So all I can, you know, point to, this is, it might be the time of a shakeup. So we're all getting our own personal, personal, or, you know, maybe individual, but also group type shakeups. And part of that is what, part of the conversation today centered around Obama, and that when we were talking about this, was that Obama was, how we really felt that Obama had come in to do a certain, to have a certain purpose in coming in. And so this is not going to be about a political who's better than who. First of all, that's not going to be a show about that. Who's a better president than who, and so on and so forth. But the names clearly came to me, Trump, Obama. Both of them came to me when I was writing the title for this post. This has nothing to do with, again, who is better for what. I can only tell you that you just take the best and leave the rest. You know, take the best and leave the rest, and that's all I can say. The deal that I have got is that we are in a time of, and we're talking about this shakeup, we are in a time of shaking up. Everything is being shaken up. And so, you know, everything, because everything is being shaken up, then it's like it's a time of exposure. It's a time of everything being shaken up. There are people here now who are clearly have taken on the role of being a part of that shakeup. Now, just because Barack Obama, you know, when he came in 2008, I can recall that prior to that, there was, of course, the whole 8 years of the Bush administration, all that kind of thing. And I'm looking at it from someone who essentially, you know, living in what's called the United States of America, even though I know Hawaii is not technically the part of the United States. It's still a kingdom of Hawaii. But in any event, you know, I'm looking at this whole thing and I said, oh, my God, you know, this, that going on, 2001 happened, September 11th happened, all this kind of stuff. And, of course, I'm looking at this. It's very clear to me that this, the whole, that whole group that came in was really a major push to bring in what's called the New World Order. And then as I was looking more and more, and I've told this story before, I think, as I was looking more and more around maybe 2007 and early 2008, I wasn't paying any attention at all to who was potentially going to be running the Republican thing or the Democrat thing. I wasn't looking at anybody. And I believe it was early or perhaps mid-2008 when I started to hear the name Barack Obama. And it was kind of like at one point I remember hearing someone come in and say, Hatton, I conversed with somebody and saying, Hatton has approved Barack Obama as being the one to come and really start shaking things up and breaking things up, and that he was approved as the president. So that's kind of the background that I came from when I was starting. I was starting to hear this. I just heard that name, and it somehow stuck. And somewhere how it stuck in my mind that this was someone very special. And at one point, I became aware of a person named Mark Huber, and I became aware of some of the groups that he was working with. And he was just sort of making some comments and predictions, and he's supposedly a galactic guy, connected galactically, cosmically, and all this kind of stuff. But the whole thing was that, as I understood it at that time, Barack Obama And it was very clear to me, it was very strong in me, that Barack Obama came here for a purpose. He came here as a, I remember them being called the Syrian High Commander, some people were calling him. And he'd come in really to start breaking up the system and really closing down the whole system. And so it was very, very clear to me. Hold on just a second. Okay, hold on a second. There we go. Gosh, if I had the microphone off. Did I have the microphone on? Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I had it off or on. Maybe I just turned it off. In any event, hopefully everybody could hear me okay. But the bottom line is Barack Obama was one who was the one who came in to really change things, start changing things. And apparently he had a background of doing this before in Egypt and in other places, that this is why he came in. And in past lifetimes, he was looked on as some kind of a rebellious, some people didn't like him because he came in to really turn things around. So now that's the background that I saw of Obama when I was, I actually voted for him, and I felt that this was why he came in. So anyway, the bottom line is that he played the role. Now, I have seen some other things that I listened to other, I've actually listened to a variety of different videos that have to do primarily with Trump. And I'm talking about prophetic videos. I may put a link in there to some of the groups I have been listening to. And this is not like, okay, I'm listening to it, and okay, they're coming from more of a, quote, Christian, maybe more Bible-oriented realm, but that doesn't matter to me. If I feel drawn to watch something, I don't care what the language is. I look at it with kind of an open, higher mind. Just listen to the message. And I'm following quite a few of these things where they're prophecies that actually prophesied, according to them, prophesied the appearance of this guy, of this person, this trumpet, and they called him the trumpet. So in any event, for me, it was very clear around the election time of 2016 that this was the one who apparently was supported by the alliance. Corey Good mentioned that. David mentioned that the alliance was supporting Donald Trump for president. Not that he was necessarily the pure and holier-than-thou person, but definitely there was that support there. So here's the whole deal. I'm not saying this and that and this and that. All I'm saying is it was very clear to me when Obama came in that he was here to really turn the tables at that time, the tables that were there. He was one of those who was coming in to really turn over the tables of that all these vendors, all these corporations have set up in the temple, the spiritual temple of the planet. And they've set up shop. They've set up their corporations. They're trying to make money off of the planet, off of the earth, and they're just really destroying things. So Obama came in, in my view, came in 2008 to begin to turn that whole scenario around. And in my own view, he really did that. I mean, he and whatever else was coming in and working with him was attempting to do that. So I'm not going to say plus or minus about any of this. So he, you know, essentially for 4 years he did the job. Then in 2012, one of the things that I got from one of these prophecy videos, and it might have been said elsewhere. Now there's a guy named Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor, who is a what used to be a fire, man in Orlando, Florida, and somewhere in 2006, he got this vision that he sort of got this awakening that he was to work in a prophetic way. Okay, so the deal was that at one point he started watching Donald Trump speaking somewhere. And this was back before Obama even came in. And he was kind of getting this vision that you were looking at a future president. That's what he got. And so anyway, I started watching some of that. One of the messages that I believe I got through him was that everything was moving along, but by 2012, the end of the Obama first term, and of course we've had the financial collapse, which was essentially probably engineered by the Bush, you know, via the Bush administration, but at the end of that, they were trying to save the banks, and so they, and blah, 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 you know, give all these trillions of dollars to the banks, the failing banks, so to prop them up. So that kind of kept things moving along in a way until 2012. And then 2012, according to this Mark Taylor, it was like, well, and it's very likely true, things had not really gotten bad enough. People didn't want a change badly enough or strongly enough. And therefore, it was kind of, I won't say arranged, but it was kind of arranged or put through so that Obama would be able to continue for 4 more years. And essentially, what I saw during the time after 2012 was that there was a much greater awakening. I became awake, not necessarily to anything regarding Barack Obama, but as far as the whole New World Order, cabal, globalist agenda was attempting to be moved forward. I could see it happening in, well, I really couldn't see it happening when I wasn't aware of this, what happened in Egypt, what happened in Libya. But once 2014 came along, I really started to become aware via Futurist Trendcast, you know, Lotta Ray, some of the things that were happening in the Ukraine. And when I saw that the Ukraine was, that we had pumped in, we, meaning the USA government, I'm not saying I'm a part of that, but the USA government, the State Department, pumped in $5 billion. And this was into Ukraine, into regime change in Ukraine. Once that came about, I really became aware of what this USA corporation connected government was trying to do. And it was became very clear to me. Now, this has been going on for decades, you know, regime change in other countries. But now it was just personally, it was very clear to me that this is what this government was trying to do. Now, people like to say on the conservative side or the Republican side that, well, it was all Barack Obama's fault and he came to bring in the darkness and he was working with Satan and all this and all that. And, you know, okay, that has no, I don't care about that. It doesn't make any difference to me. But the key point was there came a point there came what I would call a point of consciousness. That and consciousness opening. So there was kind of this point of consciousness opening where not only I know it was not only happening within me, guaranteed it was happening in other people, but there was this opening of what all the crap that is really going on on this planet. Now, part of it happened via the Bushes, but also part of it happened via Obama. And, you know, I don't care what, well, it doesn't matter what people say. I'm just going to say what I'm getting. And you can tune in with that or not tune in with that. But, you know, to me, Obama was really a grand unveiler in his own way. It was a grand unveiler. And I think he was also had to play, you know, he had to play the grand villain. And I can tell you, he was a master at it. And, you know, I know that there's you know, people who, he was people, you know, there are people who just say, oh, he's just such a horrible person. Then there's people who, like me, I said, well, he knows exactly what he's doing, and he is working with the light. And I know a lot of people just gave me hell for that. And I won't, well, that's not true. They didn't necessarily give me hell. I know there were a lot of people who just did not agree with that whatsoever. And some people say he's a clone. Some people say he was a clone, or he was started out originally, and then he was cloned. And it was actually the clones that were doing the dark stuff. And it's very possible that's all going on. I don't really care. The point is, I do view him. I have viewed him as one part of the apocalypse, the unveiling. And that was a very, very, very important thing to happen. So once that time came, once the end, you know, his end time came, well, then here comes, you know, and first of all, Obama played the whole kind of dark role. I mean, literally, his skin was darker than a lot of other presidents. It's kind of like, you know, once he played that role, and I really believe that he was intending to come in and really wipe the slate clean and really start making grand changes. But he couldn't, and he was opposed from the beginning. I know from the first day, from the very first inauguration day, boom, he was hit. I believe he was hit by the George Bush Sr., really telling him a bunch of things that he better follow, that he's working for the Federal Reserve, and that's all that's important. I also feel that he knew that he would be doing as much as he could to prevent the New World Order from continuing the takeover, and he worked against them. So, but to preserve his life and his family, he had to just go along in a lot of ways. But I kind of felt he set things up for the next phase. And he really had to bring it so that, you know, at one point he did say, well, if you want this change, then you're going to have to make me do it. Make me do it. And I feel that he brought the country to a point where he really was here to bring the country, the USA as a whole, to a point where people got so pissed off with this guy that they were willing to make a major change. A major change. And so that's really, you know, important. Bringing the U.S. to the point of wanting a major change. And to me, that's what he did, especially towards the end, the last few years. And I'm not saying it was just him. It was all the administration that came in along with him. So there's all, and of course, part of the administration was Hillary Clinton. So once the Democrat Party put Hillary Clinton as their choice to run, then, and of course, the Republican Party was the other thing. You know, the Republican Party wasn't putting in Trump. They didn't want Trump. They didn't want Donald Trump. You know, they had all these other candidates coming in there and all these other options. But here's the deal. Once Trump came in, as, of course, he had to pick one party or the other. He could have started his own party, but this person had to come in as a Republican under the Republican Party. He was not coming in as a Republican. He came in under the Republican Party, but not as a Republican. So he was, to me, Obama opened the door for this Donald Trump. He opened the door. And I don't know what the story is. You know, he can say what he said. He can say whether it was Obama or the clone, whatever it was, whatever they're saying out in front really had nothing to do with what was going on. That's what I feel. He came to open the door for Donald Trump. You know, and that, whether he consciously was doing it, doing that or not, I don't know. I don't have any idea. I don't believe he was, but it doesn't matter what I believe. This has nothing to do with belief. This has to do with what I have been getting for the whole time. So this opened the door for someone completely the globalist New World Order, completely out of it. And, of course, Donald Trump was that person. And in spite of what was done, and I don't know all the details about what was done, but it was very clear that the Democrat Party was trying to get Hillary in there no matter what. And I'm talking about, you know, Bernie Sanders was probably a better candidate to oppose Trump, but, you know, he was kicked out. They kicked him out. And I think they punched him out. They literally punched him out. And so this was all set up, you know, for the grand, we're in the grand end time. We're in the grand end time. So it was all set up to we're going to put Hillary Clinton in. All the major networks were predicting that Clinton would win the election. And it was kind of like, well, and then I then now I'm looking at it and I say, well, there's all these prophecies that are indicating that no, there's going to be this guy, the trumpet, who's going to come in, and he is going to break down walls. He is going to break things down. And he's also going to break people, that whole coming in, that process of him coming in is going to break down a lot more. But it was all set up by Barack Hussein Obama, by the image of Barack Hussein Obama, and by the intent of Barack Hussein Obama, which I really, the original intent was to come in and to start breaking this system down and to bring the country to a point where it was willing to change completely, throw all the old stuff out the window, all the old parties out the window. And with that election of November of 2016 was a very clear point of change, of major transformation. So I'll tell you, whether you want to call it the light or the alliance. Now, I'm not saying the alliance that Corey is talking about is necessarily a, quote, light, wonderful, rainbow group of people. But I can tell you that the universe, the light, the universe is definitely working with or through anybody who's going to be put in there. And I'm not saying it, you know, but definitely working with Trump and Obama and whoever else is coming along. And there's a lot of transformation going on right now. So, you know, to me, this is a very clear message that, you know, once Trump came in, once he came into the, it started before he came in, once the election happened, and then once all these other things started to go into motion, like, you know, the Democrat deal about trying to put, you know, trying to do as much as possible to not get him in, to not let Trump take the office, trying to turn the Electoral College, trying to do this and trying to do that. You know, there's all these things that were going on. And then there's the famous meeting that Trump had with CNN or all the major media before, you know, of course, that was in his tower in New York, the Trump Tower, before, you know, before that. He's calling him out. I mean, he's calling him out all through the campaign. And was Hillary Clinton doing that? No way. No way, Jose. No way, Jose. But Trump was calling all these things out. And I know many people were just singing like, holy crap, it's about time we had somebody calling out the media. And he was doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. So here, coming on the coattails of Obama, you look at this, what to me, I see the whole thing as happening in perfect order. It's like, okay, well, this is going on, and Obama has done this. He has brought the country to a point where they are so sick and tired of the system of the government and going in. And so many people are waking up now that I really believe that Barack Obama, I really see Barack Obama having really done the job. He's done the job of bringing the country, tearing the old structures apart in one way or another, and not letting the cabal do their complete work about completely destroying what's called the United States of America. So that job was done, and he set it up for Trump to come in as a complete outsider, so as a complete outsider who now is doing things that are completely politically, totally not correct. And all of the major, as Preston James likes to call it, the controlled major mass media, which includes all of them, ABC, NBC, CBS, and certainly MSNBC, and Fox, in a way, that's been part of it too. But Fox, interestingly enough, seems to have changed to a little bit more balanced view. But I don't really watch all these. The only things I see are what's on YouTube. I don't watch any of these shows live. But all these things have come out, and all the major mass media are being brought, being brought down in their own way. They're being broken up. They're being called out. They're being broken up. And I've talked about this before. So what was the point of this thing? Okay, the light is working with Trump, Obama, and et al. So there's a lot of et al's being brought out now, that the others who are, I feel, people are being given the opportunity to sort of, if you want to call it, it's a come to Jesus moment. Whether that includes, could possibly be Hillary Clinton, I don't know. And I don't know if Hillary Clinton is around, but whether she is or not, the image of Hillary Clinton is still being put out there. But it could be that she's one. I don't know. Maybe she's having a come to Jesus moment. I can tell you that some of the people that Huma Abedin, the other one, oh gosh, it's actually a guy who I really kind of liked as a Democrat representative. I kind of liked what he was saying, but then he's doing all these other things. What's the guy's name? Anyway, her husband, who is Anthony Weiner. Okay, there's Anthony Weiner. I do feel he's having a come-to-Jesus moment. And people are coming out now, and they are singing. They are singing behind closed doors. They are singing, as some people say, a few people say, singing like canaries. They are being given the opportunity to essentially come to the light. And whether that means just spilling their, you know, spilling whatever they know so that they can avoid prosecution, I don't know. But that's one thing that's going on. I can tell you that's one thing that's going on. So the light is giving people opportunities to come clean. They're being given people opportunities to share what they know, share what they've been going through, and really to it's not just to bring people down, but it's also to bring the light into these dark corners that have been hidden for so long in the name of, quote, Republican, for example, Republican under the Bushes, the Bush administration, which clearly was taking a very, very dark path. Then under the exposing the darkness of the so-called Democrat Party, the Democrat organization, bringing light to those corners, to those very dark corners. And now we have also come in with this guy who's totally not part of any other not part of any of them, you know. And so this is continuing to expose all the dark corners of all the parties, of all the organizations, of all the media. This is exposing all of the darkness, some people call it fake, all of the fakeness, but it's exposing all of the darkness. So, you know, the et al., no matter who that might be or what that might be, the light is working with all of them. And to me, this is a very key time to allow the light to process out all the darkness. And it's happening, baby. And it's happening within, I go back to the Corey Good Facebook post today, you know, processing out everything. What was the last part there? Here's the deal. The last highlight that I put from the Corey Good Facebook post was that, in my opinion, we should all focus inwardly to take care of the issues we have been running from, and to put all of our energy into meditation and self-reflection. We also need to continue to support and encourage one another on this difficult journey. The cosmic energies are only going to increase from here on out. And that, to me, really sums it up. So all I can say is, again, it's a continuing release. It's an unveiling. And, you know, we're continuing the process of the unveiling or the apocalypse, unveiling, releasing those things that are unveiled, releasing the things that are unveiled to us to release, and coming to the light again, you know, just coming to the light. So, and you can say, come to Jesus. You know, we're having all these come to Jesus moments, come to the light moments. That's all I can say for now. I feel like this is kind of a good ending point. And mahalo for everybody for tuning in. And we will close tonight with E Ala E, which means it's a song of sovereignty, inner sovereignty, outer sovereignty, just being who you are, being one with the light. And aloha, we will see you soon. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah, hey, Allah.